Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
I don't like this, where this going. I don't.
What do you mean?
I just don't like this song. I feel like it's... Yeah, I was right. I was right. Yeah, I was right.
It's so sensitive. It's a great song.
I'm just saying, I knew he was going with this. I knew he was going with this.
It's called Heaven Feel, Hugh.
No, I'm just saying, I'm trying to,
Okay.
Trying to get some keys, plural. So I got a long day.
Yeah.
Waiting for my roommate to come pick me up. So, yeah. Good time.
It's going
to
be a great weekend.
Yeah, I got to ride with Dale Earnhardt Jr. all the way home today.
We had the chance this morning. Yeah, so Hugh phoned into the meeting this morning because he obviously had the key situation. And he had a ride, and he was in the passenger seat, and it seemed like the driver was at times going a touch fast for your liking, and I could hear you almost stomping your foot down the imaginary brake as you guys were driving.
Well, you know what it is? It's like when you ride with your children, and I said, hey, you're going kind of fast. She said, I am. I thought I was going slow. And I'm like, babe, like we ride, because I know the traffic, especially like when we come in.
Yeah, you know.
And so I'm like, okay, slow down.
Because it's about to stop.
Yeah, because I know we're about to hit traffic. And so I'm like, hey, slow down. So I'm over there, and I am working my fake brake. I am working the hell out that brake, Joe. And she's just rolling, and I'm like, oh, I'm glad you trust your brakes the way that you do.
You know what? I got to say, she got here in a timely fashion.
No, because
we were debating whether you were going to make it for the show today on time. Yeah. And you were here more than on time, so good job by her. All right, so it's going to be a big weekend for you when he gets his keys back. Let's go back to the phone lines here, and then we got to run this story by everyone. And I saw this story a couple days ago, and I said, if this ever happened in Philadelphia, it would be wild. Uncle Steve in media is up. What's up, Uncle Steve?
Hey, hello, guys.
Hey, Uncle Steve.
Hey, I'm proud to be Uncle Steve because Aunt Tari has some pull with you ever since she gave him that bacon.
That's right, the bacon.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, yeah. So I'm glad Kyle's never slipped up. I was always worried when you start talking about the uncle at the barbecue. I was waiting to see if my name ever got mentioned.
Well, we have a lot of those. So.
Yeah, that happened. Yeah. It'll probably happen eventually. So what are you thinking today, Steve?
Okay. Well, I got something for you for his keys. I think right now he's focusing the wrong way. He keeps thinking that they're in his mailbox or he threw them out. Okay. They're not at either of those two places. So my keys right now are down in Seattle. I'm back up here at media. And they were at my buddy's rental house that I walked to. Okay. So I didn't even have my car keys. So I had cargo shorts on in the side pockets. They must have fell out. But I was focusing on the last place we went, the mini golf and all that. So I'm focusing on all the wrong places. And then, unfortunately, I met him the other day. He was up for a funeral. And I said, hey, you know what? Double check your rental house just before. And that's where the keys were. So you got to change your focus on this. They might be sitting between the door and the lower seat of your car.
I checked.
Or another spot.
I checked there.
I think he's trying to say a spot you wouldn't have thought of. That's where they are.
Checked everywhere. Like where I'm at, it's not that big. I'm thinking I even dumped out the clothes that I had to give to the Goodwill.
Did you sit down yesterday when you got home? Like on a couch?
Maybe
it fell between a cushion.
I got home and I walked upstairs. I had the packages in my hand and I dropped them off. My roommate was cooking. So talked to my roommate and then I got on the phone, talked to Ike for a little while.
Okay.
And I normally take my keys out of my pocket because I was washing clothes too. So I took my keys. I don't remember taking my keys out of my pocket.
You didn't wash your key fob, did you?
No, because I looked in the washing machine.
Okay.
And you did the look shorts, everywhere, huh?
Yeah, I did. I looked in the back room where I was, getting rid of clothes. I even looked in the clothing basket where I put the clothes. Mm. And I'm like, I might have thrown it away.
I think the most likely thing is you threw them away.
I don't think I threw them away.
Well, you didn't know you threw them away, right? Like that's.
I don't think so.
It's like when you had a bad game, man. You got to wipe it. start all over again.
Burn the tape. Burn the tape, Hugh. Just
watch
move
it,
on.
Move on.
Yeah. As I sit here on YouTube thinking hard about where my keys are. I don't know.
I thought they were at my buddy's house. We walked there. And 2 days later, from the last time I used the car, I swear they were at the mini golf place that we went to.
You know what's going to be? You know what's going to be upsetting?
I check my bags.
It's going to be upsetting that I'm going to go through all of this. Mm-hmm. And they're going to fall out somewhere, and I'm going to be like, damn it.
Yeah, Uncle Steve, we appreciate it, and we appreciate the help for you. I have a question we haven't asked you all day that I think is probably should have been asked earlier.
Do we have to talk to you people?
Oh, yeah, we do. Yeah,
you're not going to do any of the talking.
Here's a major question. Hugh, I don't know how else to say it. I'm just going to say it the way it's coming to my head. Do you have jingly keys, or are they not as jingly as some other key sets? Because I think if they're jingly, like
I used to have jingly keys.
But they're not that jingly?
There it's like one and a couple keys that I had, like Harper made me something when he was in kindergarten. It said dad on it.
Yeah.
So I'm more upset that I lost that.
Yeah, of course.
You know what I mean? But
I just mean the sound. If they're not jingly, they're gonna be harder to find.
They're not.
If they're jingly, like you're gonna reach your hand in something, you're gonna hear it.
You know, I used to be that guy that had like 50 keys on one, like on a big old chain.
Like you ran,
and
like
I stopped doing
like
that.
Like
I own a coin laundry mat or something like that. And I don't have them. I don't have
you
that
know,
anymore.
When you find them, you got to get like an air tag for them.
Everybody's telling me that. It's like, man, get an air tag for your keys. I'm definitely going to do that.
Yeah. Well, this I think it's
ridiculous.
A good idea.
Yeah.
Well, speaking of ridiculous, we got a story. I want your reaction to this, Hugh. So this came out a couple days ago. Deontay Johnson, the wide receiver, he was with the Steelers for a little bit. I think he bounced around Carolina, and then at one point he ended up in Baltimore.
Baltimore, yep.
Can we hear this? We have some audio here. Deontay Johnson, wide receiver last year, one point at least, for the Baltimore Ravens, and he refused to go in a game because of the weather. Let's hear Deontay Johnson.
Just going in, like, I checked out mentally.
And that's it.
I just like felt
like
said,
it's a mental game.
I wasn't getting used, like, you know what I'm saying? And the, not, I wouldn't say, like, used as being selfish, like, just be feeling a part of the
a team.
Yeah. I just checked out, and then from that one game, I told him I wasn't going in.
Do you want to talk about that?
We can.
That's a pretty wild story. It's kind of funny.
I wasn't getting into, like, no run plays, no, like, passing plays, no nothing.
Wasn't it cold as shit, you said?
Yeah, it was cold. So I'm on the sideline, just standing there, like, just going to the heater.
We bet that one. It is Friday, though.
Fourth, like, end of third, going into the fourth or whatever. They're like, Tay, we need you. I'm like, nah, I don't think it's a, to me, I'm thinking, I don't think it's a good idea for me, like, because, like, I was thinking about, like, my legs, I'm already, I don't want to go out there and put bad stuff on film.
Right.
And it's not like I didn't want to go in the game, but you got to think, like, leading up to this point, I done been through so much. And
he didn't really workshop that.
And like you said, man, you were kind of checked out.
Yeah, I checked out mentally. I was like, whatever happens, happens. Like, I was just rolling with the punches at that time. So I told him I wasn't going in. I was like, I understand what you're saying, like, but I'm not going to go in. So I just sat on the bench. And then that's when they suspended me.
May I tell you what the temperature was? Because obviously, speaking about the weather, it's cold, right? His body was cold. He wasn't getting reps, so he felt like he had gotten too cold.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
It was 41 degrees, not 11, not 10, not -5, not at Lambeau in December. It was 41 degrees. Hugh, you ever think about saying no to going on the field because it was too cold at 41 degrees?
I remember one time we were at Hallis. What was it? What's the name of the stadium?
Chicago Soldier Bears. Field.
Soldier Field.
I said I was thinking about Hallis Hall.
Hallis Hall, yeah.
But it was so cold that when we drank water, the water froze. But
that's really cold.
Yeah. There was not at one point any thought of not playing ever in life. And when you say 41 degrees
not even
and
that
you
cold.
Didn't feel like playing, this is when I'll say these kids nowadays are built different. And instead of me getting upset with them, I try to understand your thought process. Like, we talk about Ace Bailey. And I know for us here in Philadelphia, like, oh, man, da-da-da-da. But my thing is this. What possesses you to feel that comfortable that you feel like you can pick where you want to go, and then you feel so comfortable that you're guaranteed to be a max player wherever you go?
Right.
You've never played in the NBA. Like, it's the NBA is the unknown. I don't care how good you are. The NBA is the unknown. And there's been a ton of overall number one overall draft picks that come into the NBA and flop.
All the time, yeah.
It's not guaranteed. So when we sit here and we talk about a guy like Ace Bailey and him trying to direct traffic about exactly where he wants to go, I'm intrigued by that because you don't know what's going to happen. Nothing. It's not guaranteed that you're going to be in position to get that max deal. Anything can happen. So for you to be so arrogant and feel so confident in your path, I mean, where are you getting that from? That's why I find it intriguing.
What do you think the reaction would have been if Deontay Johnson was an Eagle? If an Eagles player, we found out, refused to go in the game because it was 41 degrees.
Can I give you my honest opinion?
Yes.
Being here in Philadelphia, I feel that there would have been a group of individuals that would have tried to meet him at his car after the game. Like, for real. And fight him. Like, especially if it was a playoff game or something like that. We have a unique fan base here that loves this team so much that it would not surprise me one bit if you had a couple of guys that had one too many that said, you know what, we're going to go teach him a lesson. Now, it might not be a good idea for them to do that, but they would do that. They would try to hop the fence and put hands on him. Or I would even go as far as to say that they would probably try to catch him somewhere at the gas station, something, and do something stupid. But that's what I think would have happened.
My guess on how it would have went down on this show, I would have said the next morning at 10:02, cut him, and you would have said maybe we should look at it from his perspective.
Well,
you would have been like, it was cold.
Yeah, I would have got mad at you.
No, I wouldn't have did that. Like, I know how to read the room. Number one. Mm-hmm. And I'd have been like, ooh, baby, what is you doing? The night before, because I'd have been at the game. Say if it was here, I'd have been at the game. And I'd have just laid out. You would have been, you know, going off.
Cut him.
And I'd have probably sat here. And when you came to me, I would have had a few things to say. But ain't no way on God's green earth I would have tried to defend that. Mm-mm. I'm not a dummy.
Again, I don't know if you can defend it at all. But at 41 degrees, like, what is wrong with you? It's not even that cold.
And not only, he got on the podcast.
Told the whole story.
And try to tell it in the way that favored him.
Like, they didn't put me in before. I was like, yeah, I was tired.
Like,
yeah,
he tried
ready
to tell that story in a favorable manner. And if it would have been me leading that, because I'm about to become the quarterback of this here hockey show.
Oh, yeah.
I'd ask him, like, wait a minute, how cold was it outside?
What temperature?
And then I'm like, wait a minute, 41 degrees? That really ain't that bad. You, Joe, you know me. I've been outside with shorts on and a hoodie.
Yeah.
And it's been 41 degrees.
Yeah, you can't complain at 41.
Yeah, you can't.
I mean, you just can't complain at 41. All right, before we go any further.
Wait a minute, do we have to talk to you people?
I thought it'd be fun to check in with you people today. Can we hear from you people?
You people.
It's time to hear from you people.
What do you mean, you people?
It's called a slump, guys. You bleepity bleep bleeps.
Oh, we got it caught all
the offense in a slump?
Yeah.
Yeah, the offense has one guy with double-digit home runs.
And we're not allowed to talk about
season.
It.
Oh, we're cut off?
Well.
No more Phillies talk?
People will be upset.
All right, we'll talk about Jalen Hurts then and where he ranks in the NFL. That's what you want.
Can Hugh do anything right?
What does that mean?
Well, can you?
I do right stuff every day. What are you talking about?
I think they're just questioning.
It's about the keys, yeah. Obviously. Yep.
It was more of a rhetorical question. Now, I think they're asking for things you do right.
It's a minor setback.
Yeah.
All right, this one's for Joe specifically. Mm-hmm. They want you to rank these Dombrowski duds from best to worst.
Oh, I'm excited.
Max
for
Kepler, Whit Merrifield, Austin Hayes.
Is Kepler the best?
This is
hard.
Very difficult.
Do I give Hayes a pass because of his kidney infection? He got sick.
No.
No? Okay. Well, all right, that was a trade deadline thing, and that was important for the Strats. That might be the worst, because the stakes were so high, right? They needed him for the playoffs.
Yep.
What's worse, Merrifield or Kepler? I liked Witt better. Witt didn't complain about the manager.
I like Witt as
a guy. Yeah, and he said he liked us.
Guy better.
He liked us more.
Yeah, he
did suck.
He was nothing.
No, he was bad.
I mean, he was horrendous.
But, like, I just, it would feel weird today ranking Kepler the least bad if today I'm mad at him. I want to cut him.
Okay. So Kepler's
kind of bold to have 60 games. Like, we're 80 games in.
Yeah.
And you've played, like, 60 of them.
He's played 3 out of every 4 games. Well, like, that's the math.
He wants to play every day, Joe. He wants to be the next Castellanos.
And to say I'm not being used enough.
This is Castellanos. Yeah,
Cal Kepler over here.
You know what he's doing? Living his truth.
Yeah, this is the problem with that. This is why we tell you not to encourage this. Yep. Bad players think they should play every game.
He's living his truth.
Yeah, wonderful.
I can see it now, 2 years from now. Ace Bailey is going to be a star, and Hugh's going to say, that's fascinating.
Oh, God, it'd be so... Between him and Elliot, I couldn't.
No, but
you
have to realize the irony and all this because he's almost guaranteeing that he's going to be a max player by going to a bad team. Well, he thinks that's the case. Yeah. It's not guaranteed.
No.
So, but if it happens, you're like, wow. That is pretty fascinating.
But he's racking up a lot of stats on just a terrible team.
No,
we've seen that before.
But he set out, if it happens, that means he set out to do exactly what he wanted to do. He didn't want to really win a whole lot. He just wanted to get a max deal.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I've seen a lot of players don't make a lot of money. It doesn't move me. He could get paid.
I mean, but it moves him.
Good. He could be the next Tobias Harris. Wonder, you can knock yourself out.
Hey, while you're playing.
Congratulations, Tobias Harris. Well,
like, we're here because y'all brought it up. But for a guy... who hasn't made not Nan All-Star game.
Yeah, we got it. Fascinating.
Please stop.
He is one of the highest paid players in the NBA.
Sorry, you.
You don't find that fascinating?
No, it's just a bad economics of the sport.
What
and
you call fascinating, I find really aggravating.
You normally, see, this is where the disconnect comes in. Because normally to get that kind of money, you have to be a baller.
You know what? Here's the problem.
He's not a baller. And he's making baller money.
You're rooting for the bank robber. You're rooting for the bank robber.
Yes, I am. I'm rooting for the fleecing of all of these teams that make a ton of money.
But this was our team. He came in here and robbed the Sixers blind, and you cheered him out the way out.
But what happened? Okay. What happened when he left, though? What happened with Detroit? Where did they go? Yeah. I don't care about the fans. Where did they go that we didn't go? Say it, Joe. You know what I'm saying. Say it. Where did they go that we didn't go?
I forgot. I forgot.
Good job. Don't say it. Don't give.
All I'm saying.
Don't give you what he wants.
I just find it fascinating.
Cut his mic.
That he leaves here and takes the Detroit Pistons to the playoffs.
No, hold on. He took them to the playoffs.
He dragged them to the playoffs.
He dragged them to the playoffs.
And he went straight to the bank when he did
it. I was like their fourth
best
player.
You know what? I hope you don't find your keys.
Yeah.
Hey, Kyle, I think that's probably going to happen. I think they're gone.
Well, if you had just parked his big truck in Skip's garage like he asked, this all could have been avoided.
That was uncalled for.
That was Skip and Claymont in the YouTube chat.
That was uncalled for.
That's right. Yeah,
that
could
was
have
so
been
uncalled
Skip.
For.
Anonymous Skip in the chat. I was going to ask Hugh for his keys to the Phillies game tonight, but he'll just lose those too.
That's a good one. I knew. I thought, I see what you did, Kyle, because I thought you were going to lead with him.
Yeah. Well.
But you just wanted to close out.
There's a flurry of the East. you're on the ropes.
I really thought about not coming to work today, but I was like, all right, that's not a good look. I mean, not having your car keys is not.
Yeah, you can't. That's not.
Yeah, that's not. Like, with so many different avenues to get to
it
work.
It actually was better for you to be here to defend it.
Yeah, I mean, it's like we
imagine if we found out you were sitting at home without your keys, not able to get to work.
Yeah, it would have been worse Monday.
We would have roasted you for 4 hours.
Father Time's beating Hugh's ass worse than T.O. did.
That one, right? That was a good one.
That hurts.
I got it.
They're on fire, dude.
Yeah, it's good.
This guy, Hugh, is aging like milk. He's going to come into the studio Monday with a walker.
You know, Kyle, you're kind of going over because usually when we have these, you don't go that long. Why are you going so long?
Well, there's a lot of people had some ammo.
What's aging worse, Joe's Harper take or Hugh Douglas?
I think it's Hugh, and the Phillies have scored one run in 3 days.
It's so bad, dude. Yep. They're crushing it.
Is that it? Is that
no,
it?
No, we got a couple more. A lot of people writing books around here. What do you think of this? Clueless and Keyless, the Hugh Douglas Experience.
That's a good one.
That's a bestseller.
That's a good one.
That's great. Yeah. Yep. All right, last one. I got a try day for you, Hugh. Try not to throw your damn car keys in the garbage.
It's a good day for you people.
I hate each and every one of you people.
It's a good day for you people. Okay, I think the only way to close this show out is Herb in the Northeast. Hey, Herb.
Herb.
What's up, Joe? What's going on, Hugh Douglas?
Herb.
What's up, Herb? What's going on, man?
I just got back from Atlantic City. I just drove one of the famous Philadelphia Flyers.
Oh, yeah?
Bernie Parent.
Hall of Famer and 4 Stanley Cup champions, okay? Mark Recchi.
Mark Recchi.
All right.
How's he doing these days?
He's in the Hall of Fame. Sure is. Too.
Great player.
Guess he can't be any better.
Did he give you any insight of who they're going to pick tonight? You got any inside info for us?
The only thing he said about tonight, he said they got the 6th pick, and that guy could wind up being somebody that could be, you know, make 10 or 15-year player, you know, that could really put the Flyers in a good position.
Well, that's
you know,
a big deal, yeah.
To win for a long time.
So what do you got going on, Herb, besides driving Mark Recchi around? Got a big weekend planned?
What am I doing? Mm. I'm ready to go. I was up at 5 this morning. Oh. I'm ready to go home, but I want to go get something to eat first. What did I want to say?
You going to Roy these Rogers?
Phillies, I tell you what, them Phillies, boy. They better not play like that tonight. I tell you that. They look like they were sniffing around somewhere in some one of those girly bars in Houston. You know?
Okay. Yeah.
Do you ever lose your keys?
Called the Men's Club, you know what I'm saying, in Houston, Texas.
You've been there?
About to look that up.
Well, yeah, of course I've been there.
All right, Herb, we'll talk to you next week. All right, that's more than enough there, and more than enough for us. Hugh, good luck this weekend with the key situation.
I hope it's a wrap.
Yeah.
Listen, baby.
All right. Good week here, fun week. We'll talk to you guys on Monday. Afternoon show's coming up next from Chickies on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Peace!
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.